Welcome to your weekly UAS news update, the New Year's edition. That's right, let's take a look at everything that's happened this year, including Drones for Good, the Don't Be That Guy compilation, we have drone regulation, Pilot Institute updates, and then, of course, let's get started with new drones, including Autel's new Evo Max, a newly released drone from Pika. It's called the Pelican Cargo Drone, a soon-to-be-released new drone from Brink with the date 3-2-2023. Finally, DJI releasing the Inspire 3 after years and years and years. Well, it's here. This thing right here, which is the Mavic 3 Pro, and that brings it to a total of 8 different variances. That's right, the DJI Matrice 350.
The Air 3, you may have seen a bunch of videos online, including ours.
The Flycart 30.
The new Skydio X10.
The new DJI Mini 4 Pro. The DJI Matrice 3D and the Dock 2. We've been talking about this for a couple weeks now. We also reported on some Drones for Good stories this year, starting with a teenager who saved people in their cars. 18-year-old Josh Locke was flying his drone for recreational purposes, and then he noticed that there was a car inside of a sinkhole. And so the first responders arrived quickly, and then they used Josh's truck to pull the car out of the water. It's Amazon, who has announced that they will be delivering medicines. Prime Air is aiming to transport medicine to homes within 60 minutes of ordering, and it includes over 500 medication for the flu, asthma, and pneumonia. A company called Data Blanket, whose mission is to use AI to fight woodland fires, which is really cool. Living in an area that is prone to wildfires, I think this is a great initiative. 55 drones responding to cardiac emergencies. The drones responded to 72 emergencies, and the study found that the drones had a much quicker response from dispatch to arrive on scene. And of course, the FAA was front and center on many of our stories this year, but also some states, including Tennessee, banning non-NDAA drones. Bit of a frustrating one, with a Tennessee bill that would ban state and local agencies and law enforcement from purchasing or using drones and telecommunication equipment.
Another country of origin ban for public safety. This time, this is in Arkansas. Law enforcement will have 4 years to phase out the use of their foreign drones.
You can now fly at night in controlled airspace. And yes, some of you might be looking at me and be like, oh, I didn't know I couldn't do that. Well, you actually couldn't go in the system and request lens request at night. Now you can. The bill is titled American Security Drone Act of 2023. Very concerning. A bill was introduced in the US House of Representatives to ban DJI out completely. This ban would prohibit anyone from operating a DJI drone or a transmission system in the United States. Yet again, we have a new bill that would prohibit the federal government from purchasing Chinese drones. An update on the Part 137 approval process. The Part 137 covers agricultural spraying with an aircraft. Bill Nolan, the FAA acting administrator, has announced his resignation from the agency starting this summer. We have a new acting FAA administrator. Her name is Polly Trottenberg. A possible FAA administrator, his name is Mike Whitaker. As we previously speculated, the confirmation process appears to have gone pretty smoothly. A new FAA guidance about federal preemption. What the heck does that mean?
The US House of Representatives, who this time they've set their sights on Autel Robotics instead of DJI.
The ruling is labeling the Texas drone law, Code 423, that used to be unconstitutional, that has been reversed. The FAA Reauthorization Act that has been delayed. Dearest FAA. Well, it looks like we have a change. The FAA has officially decided to delay remote ID. The compliance date for everybody else, if you are still able to comply, is September 16th of 2023. I know you guys wanted me to be an FAA inspector, but this is what you get. And let's not forget about everybody's favorite segment, the Don't Be That Guy segment, starting with the guy who flew over the Bengals game in 2022. And guess what? Now he's going to be spending all that money into defending himself, which he did already, and 40 hours of community service. He's a drone operator in California who admitted to recklessly flying a drone near aircraft. He came close enough to a nearby blimp to result in the pilot making an emergency landing.
A guy in New Jersey decided that he was going to be using his drone to drop dye inside of swimming pool. It looks like green dye.
It's a drone that flew over a college football game, resulting in the players being evacuated from from the field, unsafe operation of an aircraft in a careless and reckless manner, two counts of aircraft operation without a license, inducing panic by committing an offense with reckless disregard, and then disorderly conduct in a physically offensive condition. Yikes, that's a big rap sheet right here. A man in Florida shot down a Lake County Sheriff Matrice 300. The man was a 29-time convicted felon, and now he faces 10 years in prison for possession of a firearm and ammunition, which he wasn't really supposed to have. A man in Missouri that allegedly tried to crash his drone into a police drone. The sheriff's drone was watching an area over a citywide power outage when the other drone decided to maneuver to attack and hit, try to hit the sheriff's drone. Please don't be these guys. There were also a few surprises, with AirMap shutting down their land service, Amazon having a lot of issues keeping employees on board, and then also Skydio quitting the consumer drone business. But on the bright side, we accomplished a lot here at Pilot Institute. We partnered with Influential Drone, Unmanned Tactical Group, and also Axon Air in order to provide even more training for our customers. We received our BV loss waiver and submitted many more waivers that, well, hopefully should be approved early 2024. We joined hands with the Drone Advocacy Alliance to help push back on some of the nonsensical anti-drone regulation that we saw pop up in a lot of different places. We also partnered with the Loft to provide the Air Aware app, a new app for recreational pilots, in preparation for the expected retirement of the current Before You Fly app. Also, we traveled all over the countries to a bunch of different trade shows. We went to the Texas Robotics Summit in Burnett, Texas. We went to Sun and Fun in Lakeland, Florida, AUVSI in Denver. We did Flight Fest in Ohio, EAA Air Venture in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. We also went to Commercial UAV Expo in Las Vegas, two back-to-back events in Colorado with the Colorado Roundup and also the Colorado Air Show, and finally the AZ Drone Fest here in Phoenix, Arizona. We published a bunch of courses, 14 new courses to be exact, including 8 new courses, the Skydio 2 and Skydio X2 deep dive. We also had the DJI Mavic 3 Enterprise, Air 3, Mini 4, Inspire 2 deep dives, and then also the Autel Evo Max 4T, and then also the Part 107 waiver course towards the end of the year. We also end up the year having trained 88,000 remote pilots to date. That's right, 88,000. That's a ton. That's actually a lot more than anybody else out there doing training, which we're very proud of. 295,000 students in our system. We're going to be celebrating 300,000 very soon here, and then a total of 506,000, half a million course enrollment. Just absolutely amazing. 7.3 million lectures were completed throughout the year. This year alone, 7.3, that's one lecture every 4 seconds, which means that one of you watches a lecture every 4 seconds, 24 hours a day for 365 days a year. That's just astonishing. 30,000 free registration stickers, 37,000 members in our Facebook group. We also have 128,000 subscribers now on all the different channels, including over 85 on this channel that you're watching. And then we provided 6,800 Wings credits on the FAA safety website. So ton of good numbers, and we're really proud of this. And needless to say, none of this can be possible without all of you. A big thank you for your continuous support. My team and I certainly appreciate it. We love working with you. We love creating new courses, answering the comments, interacting with you. We're not slowing down for 2024. We already have a lot of very cool projects that we're working on. We're actually hoping to release the very first one later on this month in January, that is. So you have a great new year. I'm going to end it right here. Fly safe, and we will see you, well, next year.
Oh, they're upside down.
Oh, they are? Not that safe. I don't know how to wear I don't know how to wear safety glasses.
Revenge.
If you can dodge a wrench.